Make the Choice, Friendship by Paul Vandenberg, Church Magazines. Let no man despise thy youth, but be thou an example of the believers, in word, in conversation, in charity, in spirit, in faith, in purity. 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 12. At the end of the Friends section in For the Strength of Youth, the question is posed, what kind of friend am I? Here's a quiz to help you consider how you're doing at becoming a good example and friend. In word, a friend who isn't a member of the church asks why you spend so much time at church, even when it's not Sunday. What do you say? A. Shrug and say, I don't know. B. Tell him your mom and dad make you go all the time. C. Explain how learning about the gospel with your friends at church makes you happy, and invite him or her to the next mutual activity. In conversation, a group of friends start gossiping about one of your friends who isn't there. What do you do? A. Stay quiet and hope they don't say anything about you. B. Laugh and share something else you've heard. C. Ask them nicely not to talk about people behind their backs and then smoothly change the topic. In charity, at the last minute, your friend finds out she has to mow her lawn before she can go shopping with you. What do you do? A. Leave your friend and go shopping. She can catch up. B. Try to help her get out of it somehow. C. Offer to do the edging while she mows the lawn. In spirit, you're in a Sunday school class talking with your friends about the weekend when your teacher comes in ready to start the lesson. What do you do? A. Just keep talking until the teacher finally asks you to stop. B. Scoot closer together and whisper. C. Stop talking and give your full attention to the teacher so you and your friends can listen. You also offer to give the opening prayer. In faith, one of your friends at church says he is not sure he really has a testimony. What do you say to him? A. Tell a joke to quickly change the subject. B. Tell him he'll probably get one on his mission. C. Explain that a testimony often comes gradually as we learn more about the gospel and sincerely seek the truth. You then bear your testimony and encourage him to study and pray to receive his own testimony and think about what he already does know. In purity, one of your friends says she is going out with someone who is pressuring her to become physically intimate. What do you do? A. Act like you didn't hear her and say nothing. B. Say something like, I'm sure you'll do the right thing. C. Explain that you believe physical intimacy should be reserved for marriage. You encourage her to focus on building friendships while dating others with high standards. Results. If you answered mostly A, you may want to pay a little more attention to your friend's interests and concerns. Be there for your friends when they need you. If you answered mostly B, friendship is obviously important to you. Just remember that true friends help each other be their best selves. If you answered mostly C, you're well on your way to becoming a great example and friend. Sidebar, our perfect example. We become the Savior's friends as we serve others for Him. He is the perfect example of the kind of friend we are to become. President Henry B. Eyring, First Counselor in the First Presidency. Faithful Friends, Ensign, July 2010, page 4. More on friendship. For videos, articles, Mormon ads, and more on friendship, visit lds.org/go/73A. End of the article, Make the Choice, Friendship, by Paul Vandenberg,